This is RSBNB Update, Episode 9, recorded August 14th, 2005, distributed Monday, August 15th, 2005.
This is DS69.
Looks like Sheep Squared.
Hello, everyone. This is Shane1208 here with Pika69 for episode 9 of RSBNB Update from RSBNB.com.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
This week's show is going to follow the same format as all the other shows that have come before this one and all the other shows that will come after this one, consisting of discussion of RuneScape updates, RSBNB matters, tech news, and questions. So, let's start with the RuneScape updates for this week. This week's RuneScape update was a woodcutting minigame.
On Taibo One Eye or something like that?
What are your thoughts on it?
It's okay. It's kind of boring after the first couple minutes, but
yeah,
I guess it's worth it once you get like the stuff from
the like the colored like the opal and stuff machetes. That those kind of things apparently make it easier. Mike was saying.
Okay, so I haven't actually done it because I'm too poor.
Yeah,
I don't have enough trading sticks. I have like two.
Oh. So, well, basically, we were there on the first day, getting some experience for it.
It was chaos.
Yeah, Mike was there. He's getting some snakeskin pieces to get the experience for it. The snakeskin armor is an okay piece of armor. It's a ranging armor, comes between the leather pieces and the green dragon hide that people wear.
So it's not too great? So
no.
Don't spend too much money on it?
No, but the boots you get from it might be worth it.
Do they add a lot of
bonus? I don't exactly know. I don't exactly know what kind of bonus they add.
But it must be good, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I don't know, this update was probably an average update, or slightly below, 2.5 out of 5, I'd rate it.
Okay, but the basic setup of it is, got a little, noise in the background there.
Yeah, but distortion, it sounds like we're broadcasting from the moon or something.
Anyways, if I may.
Yeah.
The basic setup of it is. You go there, you talk to this guy, and he says, hey, we need help building a fence or whatever. So you go cut down some forest, you rebuild the fence, and you get, like points for it.
Yeah.
Like 2% for this and 5% for that. And it builds
favor.
Up. Favor points, they're called. And then you go talk to the people, and they give you, like, trading sticks for it.
Yeah.
As they, like, pay you for doing the job.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. It's
kind of It's kind of like that part on Miscellanea where you can do stuff for the people that live there and get your choice of four things like herbs, ores, wood, stuff like that. That's the same kind of idea, except you don't get much, you just get trading sticks here. You can use that to buy all sorts of things, like the different colored machetes. I haven't done any of those. Also, there are things that jump out and attack you.
Yeah, like snakes and spiders and
mosquitoes,
other crawling things.
Yeah, you get agility experience for killing the mosquitoes.
And they drop the proboscises, which I assume would be used for like a dart or an arrow tip or something like that.
Yeah, they said there's a use for them later on in the month, so we'll find out about that, I guess.
Probably something really stupid though, but
yeah.
Anyways,
another thing with that update is these victims, proto-victim, proto victims pop out from the when you chop down a piece of jungle, and these victims that pop out are really hard to kill.
So and, they drop like different colored masks and stuff.
Yeah.
And shields, I guess.
Yeah.
I've seen people with shields.
Yeah. And there's easier ways to kill them, actually. There's some different ways, like food. You can use food on one, anti-poison on one, and disease, or Ricklum's bomb, or disease cure, I believe it's called. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but Mike told me about this. He read it somewhere. He seems to find lots of information for us.
So we should have him as a guest one of these ages.
Yeah.
As everyone points out. Which he probably won't.
Oh, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, these the co-op shop there takes gems, the three weird kind of gems, the opal, jade, and what's the other one? Opal,
Rich
jade,
best.
Yes, from the gem mines at Shiloh Village. They take those as well for payment, so finally there's a use for those. So I guess that's kind of a good thing. If you have a collection of those, you could probably just take it there and hand it in.
I actually did a long time ago. I don't know where they went to. I wish I still had them.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. That's probably about it. Oh, yes, there's also two new wood types I wanted to... The mahogany and the teak.
Which could be coming out for carpentry.
Yeah, who knows what it could be for. Mahogany is used in house building, so one would think carpentry. I don't know, have you ever heard of teak?
Yeah, is it for, like, decorative furniture?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and the other update this week was the behind the scenes of August little thing that gets put up at the beginning of every month on RuneScape.
Uh-huh.
So basically, as all behind the scenes things do, is tells about what's coming. First paragraph's mainly about this woodcutting update that we had talked about for the past few minutes. Second part talks about Caridian traders. So, and then it mentions something about RuneScape's first multi-stock, so maybe a stock market or something.
Where you can get money?
Yeah, I actually wrote a suggestion in like this about a few months ago for some kind of stock market thing. I don't know if this is what that is. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
But so make sure you invest wisely, I guess.
Yes. Well, maybe that'll become a new feature of the show. Markets and more.
Maybe it's a new skill.
Markets.
Like marketing skill or something like that.
No, I think we'd probably just be reading numbers. Of like all the different prices of stock. Okay. I'll quote a sentence here. No doubt he could do with a hand, especially when it comes to the mysterious boxes being used to transport runes safely around the desert. So, something like that, I guess. Also, this month, hidden traffic in the Keldegrim area, long way to Blast Furnace. What do you make of that?
A Blast Furnace, I guess. It's like a super smithing.
For everybody. Like yeah. I don't know, I'm not...
Oh, it's bring your friends or pay for some help in RuneScape's first multiplayer smithing experience. So
maybe it's like a smithing mini game.
Wow, maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Who knows? We'll see.
But what are the chances of that?
I don't know. Then the special soil for King Rold's Garden arrived. This is the update they were talking about at the end of July last month that somehow didn't happen. Because somehow last month they said it didn't happen because the seeds weren't delivered, and apparently this month it didn't happen because special soil didn't arrive. So
how special does the soil have to be to grow stuff?
I don't know. How special the soil has to be to grow stuff.
Hmm.
Who knows? Well, their cover-ups are good for problems that they have with releasing an update or something.
They lie more than our government.
I don't think so.
Okay,
And then, basically, there's another section on here about the wise old man.
Yeah, in Draenor.
Telescopes under... Telescope? Does he really have Kalphites under his bed?
Well, it moves, so... Perhaps.
Well, maybe we'll find out a way. We'll find out what this man's all about later on. Who knows?
All about.
Yeah. More random events, I guess. Evil Bob. Sebastian, no.
And the Sandwich Lady.
Wonder what that's about. Maybe it's like...
Oh, yesterday I actually had an evil chicken for the first time ever. And it was quite interesting.
They just come and pop in on you.
It's like, hey, Pika69, die. So, I killed it. It didn't really drop anything good.
No. Most of the... I've had lots of those teleportation failure random events happen to me. Where the teleport fails and you get stuck in the abyss.
That happens?
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
That's one of the new random ones. I've had it like 4 times already.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're trying to get to a clan event or something like that and that happens?
Well, it's just if you're teleporting, then you have to pull the lever and... Just pull a lever and you'll get back out.
Oh, okay. To where you teleported to?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. They seem to be adding lots of random events recently. Maybe it's, I don't know, probably people were just getting bored of the old ones or something. Because I've had all of the old ones.
Who can get bored of the strange plants?
Yeah. Another thing that they did this week is they removed a poll that was only up for a few days on their website. The poll was about farming, whether or not you like it.
And they realized that no one likes it.
Yeah, most of the people said it's not for me. So, of course, a few days later, they put out a new poll. This poll is, what do you enjoy the most about quests? So, I don't know, maybe
that. Haven't they had that one like 10 times already?
Yeah, I think so. Like, why would people say the cutscenes or something? I don't know. Some of the updates are pretty interesting. I'll get you the exact results here. Oh, yes. 23% of the people on this poll say they enjoy most about Quest is exploring the new areas.
That's
and then
bad.
Followed by 19% is fighting monsters and gathering items.
Nah, no good items.
No, and 5% is watching cutscenes. So, yeah, it's about the poll that replaced the farming poll. Which was... maybe that's something that they might actually reform farming into something better. Who knows? What do you think about farming? What's your level?
I actually gained a few levels in farming. I'm actually 3 right now.
Oh, that's good.
And I think that's as high as it's going to get because I took about an hour to grow some potatoes. And an hour for 10 potatoes is not worth it, okay?
No.
Just give up on farming before you start.
Another thing with farming is you can go to take your herb seeds to a general store and find out their value, and that's probably the best way if you want to figure out what type of herb seed you got. Lower in value, lower herb.
Okay. Is there a guide for that anymore?
No, that's what Mike told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where does Mike get all this information at?
I don't know. Don't know exactly where he gets all the information from.
Okay, then.
How about we move on to RSBNB matters for this week?
We have a new moderator.
Yeah, Chris, also known as Bummer Boy, new moderator.
You know that one guy.
Yeah, Bummer Boy. Welcome from everyone who...
Yeah.
Who's behind making this show.
Okay.
And other RSVB matter to discuss is user cleanup. We deleted about 2,500 inactive users who haven't posted in over 2 months. So if you're wondering why the number of users has went down, it's not that everybody had just decided to somehow have their user account deleted. It's just that we cleared out users that were no longer in use.
Oh, yeah, and one more thing. Okay, Lance told me that it's almost his birthday coming up soon, somewhere. So I just want to say happy birthday to Lance.
Okay.
You say happy birthday too, Shane.
Okay, happy birthday, Lance.
Yeah, but we're not singing.
No.
Yeah, so,
I don't even have any birthday songs. So. Yeah.
Okay, happy birthday anyways. Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Now on to, tech news?
Yeah, tech news,
Yay.
Tech news, I found a few interesting things, or two interesting stories, one that I'm going to talk about, and one thing I'm going to talk about. First one is free computer books that are in PDF format. Books on stuff like Java, Perl, TCP/IP, Unix, World Wide Web, Web Design, Oracle, Linux, XML, PHP, MySQL, ASP, Flash. Just basically a website that offers book PDFs of computer books. I'm not sure if it's a legal thing or not. And
in case it's not, just download it while you can.
Yeah, because if it's not, it'll be gone before you know it.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Another
government take it away.
Another thing is Microsoft cuts another feature from Vista. Yeah, exactly. Vista was going to have kind of like a command shell, like a Linux-type shell, but that's been removed. So basically, probably it's just going to, as said before, it's going to be like Service Pack 3.
Okay, guys, this is what I told Shane earlier. All the things that they're dropping off of it right now, they'll probably resell to you as like a expansion pack. You know, like how games have expansion packs? It'll be the same type of deal, I think, so...
Yeah.
And, of course, it'll probably cost more than the operating system itself, so...
And I can skin mine to look like Windows Vista right now if I wanted to. So...
That's a scary thought.
I'll read an excerpt from this. Just days after the public reports of viruses being written for an upcoming feature of Microsoft's operating system, Microsoft confirmed that it will not include the feature in the first generally available release of Microsoft Vista, expected in the second half of 2006. So basically they removed it because they were discovering viruses that were going to be written for it. But they said it will be...
Why don't they just make it better so the viruses don't get through it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what they need to do is they need to totally rewrite the operating system, base it on like Unix or something.
Because it's like, hey guys, there's viruses, so we can't use it. Instead, so we gotta take it off instead of making it better.
Yeah. Ooh. Like, that's what the
Because we're Microsoft.
That's what they do. But that's what the Mac operating system did. They rewrote their entire, like, operating system. And it's a whole lot better after they did that, apparently. So maybe Microsoft should do that and base their operating systems off Unix or something. So I don't think Unix operating systems have that kind of problem. I don't know. It's just Microsoft. Oh, I got something interesting for everyone here.
Okay.
Everybody take a listen.
How soon is Microsoft going to die? How soon is Microsoft going to die? How soon is Microsoft going to die?
Yeah, that's a question that can always be asked. I don't know when it'll happen,
7 years.
Probably before that, actually.
7 years. It'll be 2012 is when Microsoft will die.
Oh, probably. And this leads to another section. With Apple going to be changing over to their Intel processors within the next year or so, they're... have been people that have figured out how to get the macOS to run on a normal Intel computer that something like we would have here. They were able to get it run and have it work fluidly. So I think that's going to be a major factor into Microsoft's downfall if Apple just decides to start selling their operating system publicly.
I think Mac should buy Windows and make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. That was basically the second news story that I wanted to talk about, was the whole Mac Intel thing. There are people that distribute the developer edition of the Intel one and have it cracked for all kinds of Intel processors, but downloading these things, one of these, wouldn't exactly be legal.
So don't get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I'm telling you to actually download it, because that's bad, of course, but for legal issues, I have to say it's bad, but don't do it.
No, don't.
Don't get caught. Yes.
Yeah. So, that pretty much sums up the tech news part of the show, I think. Next part of the show is questions. We have two questions today. The first question is an audio question from Chris Sala. I will play the question right now.
Do you think that Jagex is happy with players' reactions to farming, and do you reckon they'll think twice about releasing player-owned houses now that they've seen what's happened with farming?
Well, I think they're not happy with it, because probably the guy that developed farming is getting fired because of that poll.
Yeah, he's probably out on the streets right now. But what if it was Andrew himself who came up with this farming issue?
I don't know. That might be. That would be I don't think that would happen. Like, Slayer's better than farming. And Slayer probably didn't even... Like, Slayer probably only took a few days to code up. Because it was only, basically, would have been some changes to the combat system and how it works. Like, how experience is rewarded. Because everything was already there, just how to basically get the experience and the different items that would be there. So, I think definitely they're not happy with it. Perhaps they actually will try and make carpentry and player-owned houses better. What do you think? Okay.
I think the same for farming. It totally bombed, and why would they be happy about something that fails?
Yeah.
They'd have to be insane for that. Hopefully they don't do the same type of failure again with the player-owned houses.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
But an upside to the player-owned houses would be, like, storage space inside of your house,
mm-hmm.
where you can put things that you don't generally use on a regular basis, but you want to keep around.
Yep.
So,
or have some kind of advanced security on it in case you get hacked.
Like a password-coded, like, safe inside your house.
Yep. Like, here's an example. There's this one person who has 73 farming, and he's rank 141. Like, having level 73 of one skill, month later after it comes out, being in the top 200, that's something that definitely shows that not many people are doing farming. So, I don't know about that. It's just...
So, all the low-level farmers unite and rage against the Jagex machine, so...
Yeah, I'm level 42. And Mike is 52, and he's ranked 2713 right now. And I am ranked 7584. So probably not even that many people on the high scores. I don't know how many would be. Definitely less than 20,000. So definitely I think they'd reconsider their choice about the skill. And our next question is from Chris.
Do you think Jagex will ever do a God letter again, or do you think they're all done with that?
I think they're too busy with other stupid updates to do the God letters, because, I mean, everybody likes the God letters, so why should they make them?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, most time in the God letter, it's Ceridoman offers wisdom, Zamorak insults people, and Guthix's just normal. In there. So that's basically how it works. Most of the God letters follow the same format, I think.
somebody was probably offended by one of the replies at one point and complained, and Jagex probably pulled it off.
Yeah.
See, it takes one person to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, there hasn't been many glad letters. Maybe they say that for winter. I don't know.
We'll probably get flooded with them next month.
Yeah. Who knows? That pretty much sums up the questions part of the show. The next thing is the typical things. What are we doing in RuneScape and that kind of thing? We'll start with you today.
What am I doing in RuneScape?
Yeah.
I cooked some lobsters, and then I went training, and I had to cook some more lobsters, and then I went training again, and I had more lobsters, then I went training again at the Dragonoaths. I got 85 attack yesterday.
Oh my, that's good.
And today, if I would have gotten 85 strength, I would have gotten combat level 105.
Oh yeah.
And it's the same process every single day. I just cook lobsters and fish more lobsters and cook them and train and repeat it over and over.
Yeah.
You can see why I'm so bored all the time. So
it would be nice if I had all that time, but we sight stuff to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Every day. I've been just working on magic, level 79 now, going for 85.
I was almost there when you got 79. I was like, right outside.
Yep. Yeah, I got a funny story about this. You know, there's always kind of funny people inside that Wizards Guild. There's this one guy, level 63, I believe. He came in, asked me my level. I said 79. He gave me a mind bomb. He wanted me to teleport him to Falador. So I did that. I drank his mind bomb that he gave me, and I got to 82 and then went down right away to 81. So instead, he took a ride to Lumbridge. So.
I'm sure he wasn't too happy about that.
No. But that was funny. That was the highlight of the day on there. First, we get to 85. Or 80, then we get to 85. And then who knows what we do past there.
Mm-hmm.
Start some PKing, perhaps. Maybe. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. What we could do.
Oh, yeah, if anybody wants to go to the Barrows with us, we're thinking about a trip sometime in the future. Either that or PKing, so...
Something like that. Probably the Barrows, or some interesting, fun trips.
Because we do trips like this all the time, and we thought we'd have an entire site.
Yeah, the Barrows would be an interesting trip to see who knows how to do it and who doesn't know how to do it and what everyone gets.
Wait till someone dies and take all their stuff.
No, we wouldn't do that.
We just leave it. Let it disappear.
We're not that mean. Oh, speaking of dying, the Ring of Life is apparently broken. So, the Ring of Life doesn't work anymore.
So,
if you get less than 10% health, it probably wouldn't teleport you.
So did they do this intentionally, or did...
No, it's a bug. It's under the bug reports.
Well, why don't they,
It's known awaiting fix, as in it hasn't been fixed yet.
And how long has it been?
I don't know, but it's awaiting fix. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So I guess that's just a little warning out for you. I found that in the bug reports the other day when I was looking through them. So maybe be more careful when you're with your Ring of Life, perhaps always doing teleport rooms just in case something happens.
Because I always have my Ring of Life with me, and it saved me quite a few times, and
it's just probably doesn't even work anymore.
Well, I'd hope they fix it, like, now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's not that big of a bug to fix, so...
Yeah, we'll have an update on this next week.
But they'll fix it, like...
Yeah,
we'll fix it next year sometime.
Next year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's just a little warning there.
Okay.
The next part is, what do we think's coming for RuneScape? Well, based on what we see from this week's behind the scenes, we can assume that sometime this upcoming week we'll either have the stock market, a quest, or... big furnace that we can do. Personally, I want the stock market.
I think that the stock market idea, if it's true, will have some sort of quest with it, of course, but it'll utilize the proboscises.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, you have to shoot someone with a proboscis in order to, like, steal their stock information. So it's some messed up theory like that, you know.
Yeah, there better not be any Briex scandals if they indeed do open up a stock market.
Yeah, no insider trading, guys.
No. Otherwise you go to jail for 6 months and house arrest.
With Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Well, I think that pretty much sums the show up. You have anything to add? Oh, yes, I have something to add.
Yeah, you totally skipped it.
Yeah. I'll just add it now near the end of the show. It's an important piece of info. Just, we haven't been getting enough questions on the show, so we do want your questions, audio
Lots
questions,
of questions,
particularly. So, to entice people to send audio questions in, I am putting up an offer. Everybody who sends in an audio question next week will be eligible for a box of stuff that comes from my bank. It'll probably be like a full inventory load of items that'll come from my bank. And this person will be picked at random from everybody who sends in questions next week. So if you want a chance at winning this, probably you'd want to send in a question. This is open to anyone besides RSBNB staff members.
Oh, man.
It would probably include some treasure trail items.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Would you be contributing to this box of stuff?
Perhaps.
Okay. So there you go. There you have it. If you will be doing something like that for sure, I'll be at least putting together an inventory load of items for a random person who sends in a question next week. So.
Perhaps.
So. If you want a chance at that, send in an audio question. RuneScaper tech related. You can send it to either of us on MSN, which works fine.
Or a private message on the forums.
Yeah. Or you can try and send it to the questions@rsbnb.com email address. If it doesn't work, then just simply send it to us. It should be under 30 seconds in length.
And written questions are always welcomed.
What questions?
Text questions.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But we will do all audio questions.
Yeah, we like those better. Cause
yeah, they're more interesting.
They're more personal. They touch us down deep inside of our hearts.
Yeah.
So,
we want audio questions.
So send that stuff.
Yep. Yeah. That's
okay, guys.
Yeah. That's probably about it for this episode of RSBNB Update, episode
okay, we gotta run now,
9 so. For RSBNB.com.